sitting in our seats in Miller Park before the Brewers game. My son was looking up by the scoreboard at the numbers and the names. Henry Aaron, Rolly Fingers, Yount, and Molitor. I told them how the team retired their numbers. That's how good they were. Then he asked me, what about that number 42? What's it for? What does it mean? He wondered if I knew. I said, no one in baseball will ever wear that number again. And with a lump in my throat, I told him the story of Jackie Robinson. Son, long ago, a man named Branch went out on a limb. He hired Jackie Robinson to play baseball for him. He said, Jackie, you're a black man. This is a white man's game. Players and fans are gonna get upset. They'll have you to blame. So promise me you're strong enough, you won't retaliate. When you face their threats of death, their bigotry and hate. Now if you've got that kind of courage and brave determination, you can change the game of baseball. You can change the nation. So Jackie wore number 42 and did exactly that. Spoke loud and clear with his ability, with his feet, his glove, his bat. With an iron will he overcame, he withstood the test. Became Rookie of the Year and MVP, simply said, one of baseball's best. So thanks to Jackie Robinson, we saw Ernie Banks, Willie Mays, the great Bob Gibson, Hammer and Hank. My son said, oh, so he freed the blacks to play baseball. But I shook my head, I said, no, my son, he freed us all. The oppressor and the oppressed both were held in chains until the strong man broke the bonds through sweat and blood and pain. He showed the world it's not about the color of your skin. If you want to know the worth of a man, you'd better look within.